Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hey friends, Kristen here, and I'm so excited to share with you an interview I did with my sweet friend, Kimmy. Now, Kimmy is a runner, and she's just not any runner. She is like an ultramarathon runner. It's pretty incredible the kind of races that Kimmy has done over the years, from 5Ks to 10Ks to halves to fulls. And she's just this ball of energy. And what I love about Kimmy and her story is she hasn't always been a runner. And so we talk about how she started out running and how she just came to love it, and about how she builds it into her routine as a busy mom. And we also talk about her nutrition. We talk a little bit about how she went Whole 30 and what that looked like. And so if you are interested in running, I know you're going to love this interview with Kimmy. It's going to inspire you. Even if you're like, nope, not for me, not going to do it, just listen, because it really is encouraging to see someone start something new and then fall in love with it. And I just want to remind you that we have our fall workbook, our guidebook, and it's all about, you know, protecting your peace. And inside of our guidebook, we have a move challenge. And so you can pick that up on our website at therestfulproject.com. And it's a great little tool to inspire you to keep challenging yourself to try new things. So I hope you enjoy today's interview with Kimmy. Okay, welcome, Kimmy. I'm so excited to get to talk to you today for the Restful Project. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So a little background, Kimmy and I are friends, and she's friends with Megan too, and we've gone to church together and our kids go to school together. And I just wanted to see if you might share a little bit about you, who you are and what you like to do. And I'm so excited to begin talking to you more about running and Whole 30 and all these other fun things. But let's start with you just sharing it a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I'm Kimmy. I have a daughter, Adeline, just like Kristen has a daughter, Adeline. And my Adeline is 8. She's in third grade at Providence. And we are very involved in the local church. I've been in ministry. I was in ministry for 5 years, as well as having a good bit of volunteer ministry background prior to that. I'm no longer in paid full-time ministry, still do a lot of volunteer work as far as children's ministry and stuff like that. So I'm a big runner, which is how I ended up here in this conversation. Long distance runner, I've ran a few marathons, several half marathons, as well as 5Ks and 10Ks. And we'll talk a little bit more about Whole 30 and stuff, but it was something I kind of got into February of 2021, as I explored some different options to just feel better and learn how to take care of my body.
That's great. That's great. So really, you were a runner before you began to change your diet. Is that correct?
Yes, long before.
That's what
I think I've been a runner, maybe 10 years, maybe 8, 9, 10 years, something like that. But a long distance runner, more like 6 years.
Yeah. How did you get into running, and what made you want to like keep going? Because I know I love to run, but I've kind of found like my lane of how far I like to run. And I'm so impressed how you've like worked yourself up to run marathons now. So tell us a little bit about your running journey.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a great thing to find your sweet spot and stay there. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. And you know, I could talk about running all day. So I'll try not to do that, but, it's not for everybody, first and foremost. And, long distance running is especially not for everybody. So it's not a bad thing if people find different routes that are not long distance running. But I found it worked for me. It made me feel good. It gave me motivation. It gave me something to work towards. Like a lot of people, I just started with like, hey, I think I'll run a 5K. And that was, like I said, somewhere between 8 and 10 years ago. And I ran one and I loved it. And I ran another one. And for a little while, it just became something where I wanted to do that faster and do that better. And then I thought, well, I never thought I could run a whole 5K. So what if I could run a whole 10K?
That's right.
And went from there. One day thought, I wonder if I could run a half marathon, and researched different training programs and found one I liked and did it. And while I was running that one, thought I could run a full one. And it was maybe a year and a half after that I got very much dedicated and followed a training plan and all of that for a marathon, and found that addicting and did a couple more.
So is marathon your favorite, would you say?
Half marathon's my favorite.
Half. Right. Now, so half marathon is your favorite.
I'm sorry, I think we cut off for just a second. Can you repeat that for me?
So a half marathon is your favorite, you said?
I would encourage anybody to do.
Yeah.
Yes. It's kind of a sweet spot for me. It's something that I find challenging, but not consuming. I'll always advocate for anybody that wants to run a marathon to do it. And I hope to at least run another one or a few in my life, but it does take a toll on the body. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of planning and all of that. So, I mean, a half marathon doesn't quite take as much out of you.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned training plans, that you have learned how to follow that. So what advice would you give someone who maybe is at that very beginning, like where you were 8 to 10 years ago, where you're like, hey, I've walked 3 miles, but how can I run 3 miles or do like a walk run? And for that person that's maybe beginning, because I know we have a lot of friends and people who aspire to it, but it's finding the time and it's learning, well, what works for you? And also just like I think it's mindset too, of believing like I can go this distance. And so what advice would you give that first time runner, or maybe someone who just wants to get back into it, maybe after they've had kids or the stress of work and they want to get back into running? How could they get started?
Yeah. So you touched on just about everything that I do talk about as far as getting started and how to get there. A training plan is one of the most important things. The worst thing you can do is get out there and just like wing it.
Yeah.
You're likely to either not push yourself hard enough, push yourself too hard, and either find yourself burnout or injured or, just not progressing the way that you should. I don't usually push for any particular training method. There's thousands, probably millions out there.
That's right.
some of the popular ones around here, I know people use Hal Higdon, people use Jeff Galloway. Both of those are really great. Just even Pinterest has all these different training plans. They're all going to be pretty similar as far as, distances per week, and how you increase that. Mm-hmm. I know just from originally training, you're not supposed to increase more than 10%, in back-to-back weeks. Just, again, you got to take care of your body. But there's no necessarily right training plan. I think each person's body will help them decide which training plan is best for them. But absolutely follow a training plan. Put it on your calendar. That's kind of my second favorite thing to talk about, is absolutely putting it on your calendar.
I love it.
I mean, if you write on your calendar, run 4 miles, run 6 miles, run 10 miles, whatever that is, that date, that time, you're so not likely to bail out on that.
That's right.
I mean, I know a lot of us function off of to-do lists and love to highlight those things off. Mm-hmm. It feels good to highlight off, like, run 10 miles. So that's one thing that I found for sure helped me, was if I said, I'm running X number of miles at this date at this time, I was very unlikely to back out of that.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece to that is an accountability partner.
Yeah.
I love that you guys are doing that move challenge. Is it six mm-hmm. weeks? The six-week yeah. move challenge? Yeah. That gives you a good starting point for those that are starting out again or for the first time. They're going to have that accountability. I'm so blessed by having the most wonderful running partner that has run every single long distance race with me for years now. And we do all of our training runs together. You know, we encourage each other for those really early mornings and those really long runs. It's really nice to not be doing that alone.
Yeah.
Another piece to that, you know, if you don't have that, an actual running partner, but an accountability partner is still helpful, whether that's a spouse, mm-hmm. a best friend, a mother, you know, a daughter, whatever mm-hmm. it is for somebody that you're checking in with and saying like, hey, I ran my miles for today and this is how right. it went.
Right.
You know, as far as encouragement and all of that, I find that very beneficial.
Yeah. I have to agree with you. I have found that I don't always get to run with a partner. But having that on my planner and knowing like I need to run this amount of time on this day, it helps me keep track. And then I love it when I do get to run with someone, because I have found too, like you don't even have to run at the same pace, because like my husband, he runs and he obviously runs at a much quicker pace than I do. But just having someone to follow, you know, that has been nice just to know like I'm not on the trail by myself, you know. And so that's really has helped me over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's quite possibly one of the most important ones is that accountability. It's huge.
Yeah.
Another piece to what you were saying as far as like not giving up. I hear a lot, people will say, I could never run a full marathon, or I could never run 10 miles, or right. I could never run a full 5K. I know that's easy to say, but there's a point at which I couldn't either. And there's a point mm-hmm. at which every single person who's ever completed a marathon, a half marathon, et cetera, couldn't complete that distance. And usually how I respond to that is, well, of course you can't. You haven't trained for it. But as soon as you start training for it, you know, you just prepare your body and you absolutely can.
Yeah. So as you train, like, do you have like a phrase that you say in your head, like, yes, I can do it? Or like, what do you do when you hit that fatigue and you hit that wall? Like, how do you keep going? What?
A lot of different things. really early on when I very, very first started pushing those limits past, you know, 3 and 4 miles, I prayed a lot mm-hmm. for physical strength because I didn't think I had it in me. I was very
Lord
much.
Lord help me.
I could never. But it was like, okay, I can do this. And then another one I read, and I can't even remember in which running book it was, but there was a running book that I read that said, just pray for one more mile. So when you're on, say, mile 4, but mm-hmm. you're trying to get to 10, just pray for one more. You don't have to pray for all 6. Or push forward. Is that the math you can write? But, you know, all the rest of it. But if you can say, okay, I can make it one more mile. God, give me the strength to make it one more mile. And then you make it that mile, and then you make it another mile and another mile. You don't have to see that end goal the mm-hmm. entire time. You can just take it one piece at a time.
I love that. Cause that's how we have to do life too, you know, cause I get overwhelmed when I look at the whole month or the whole week, but if I start to break it down, it helps me get through it. And that's why I love running. I just feel like it helps me in all the other parts of my life. It's just such a beneficial stress reliever. It helps me with what I'm eating. It helps me be a better mom and wife. And it sounds like that's the same for you. It benefits you in so many other ways and besides just the physical activity, right?
Yes. You know, there's that common saying, like, put your own oxygen mask on first. I firmly believe in that. If I'm not taking care of myself in the way that I know how, I can't take care of my girl. I can't mm-hmm. be my best self at work. I can't be my best self just in the home mm-hmm. Because I'm not properly taking care of myself.
Yeah. Okay, so let's transition then. So we've talked a little bit about running, and I want to transition into your diet and how you shared that you started Whole30 kind of recently. You've been doing it for a good solid year now, but what led you to Whole30? And just explain a little bit of what that is, like why you chose to do that particular lifestyle change and diet, and just share a little bit about Whole30 and what led you to that.
Okay. So there came a time at which I was just like, my body doesn't feel right. Like, aches and pains, fatigue, headaches, just things. And it's things we all deal with, different things cause them. But I was just tired of not feeling quite right. And so I looked into different avenues, and Whole30 just kept coming up. And so I was like, let me see what this is all about. And what Whole30 is, it's really not that you would eat Whole30 year round, all day, every day.
Right.
It is not a weight loss plan. That's one of the first things I try to tell people is it's the goal of Whole30 is not to lose weight. Is that sometimes an effect of changing the way you eat? Absolutely.
Right. But
Whole30 is a 30-day program designed to help you identify food sensitivities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your food sensitivities may be different than mine. But what it does is you eliminate all those typical triggers for 30 days. The key ones being gluten, dairy, sugar, alcohol. Goes a little further into like sulfites and legumes and stuff like that. But the big ones being sugar, gluten, dairy, and alcohol. And you just don't realize how badly those things can affect your body. Inflammation. One of the big things for me was back pain. I was having just very severe back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, and headaches and stuff like that. Whole30 helps with skin problems. It helps with fatigue. It helps with just so many things.
Yeah.
So essentially for 30 days, you get rid of every single bit of that. And that sounds very overwhelming to people that are hearing it for the first time. I fully understand that. I can fully relate to that, but it teaches you to read every food label, you know, things you don't think about as far as your dressing or your condiments or your extra snacks. All of those triggers. And so it takes a very true amount of time to refrigerators and to retrain yourself to reach for healthier options. I should clarify when I say no sugar, no added sugar. So I mean like fruits and stuff like that are fine. It's just no added sugar. But so for 30 days you get rid of every single ounce of that. And then you are completely detoxed and clean. And essentially you start slowly adding back in one piece of those elements at a time and figure out what it is that doesn't work for you or does work for you. So to bring it more to real life, that's where I started. And I quickly realized that gluten and dairy were really big ones for me. Grains being another one that I mostly stay away from, but doesn't mean you never, ever in your entire life get to have gluten or dairy or grains or anything again. I still eat those things just in very limited quantities. And I know what to prepare myself for. So let's say I know, okay, I'm going on vacation and I want to enjoy pizza or whatever it is. I just know that I'm going to do that and that I need to reset when I come home. And that I'm probably going to experience some back pain and fatigue and, you know, different things like that, that come along with it.
Yeah. So you were never like diagnosed with celiac disease or anything like that. You simply did it because you were experiencing some pain and fatigue and you wanted to get to the root of it.
Yes. I did have some medical things that just I intertwined with it. But yes, no, I don't have celiac and I don't have an allergy.
A lot of people think, oh, well, I have to do it. You know, like I have to have a certain diet if I'm diagnosed with this disease. And I think what I admire, and you and I've talked about this off and on, I just admire that you were able to stick with it for 30 days and do the entire detox because I will be all about it for a good solid 7 days. And then it's just like life happens and, you know, you get that temptation. And so again, that mindset that you have to have to continue on and to complete it. And I bet having 30 days, that was probably good for you because you, like you said, with running, how you knew on Tuesdays and Thursdays, like those were your long runs. You could kind of apply that same mental strength to make it through the 30 days. Is that right? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm enough of a planner that in preparation for it, I bought a food journal on Amazon that very much laid out every single day of the week and a grocery shopping list to go with it. Mm-hmm. And I followed that really hardcore, that very first round of Whole30. And then now I have that resource where I can just go back and like pick a random recipe and do that. Mm-hmm. I just want to encourage people, it's not as hard as it sounds. Getting started is the hardest part. And I don't mean that in a cliche way, but mm-hmm. like getting the right products in your pantry and knowing what products to buy, that's once you get there, it's not as hard. The hard part was going, where do I even find this stuff? And how do I know which of these I can have? And what's a good recipe? But Whole30.com is a wonderful resource. It gives all the very detailed information. I don't want to pretend to be a spokesperson for Whole30. I'm not in any way. I found it and I love it and it works. Melissa Urban is the mm-hmm. founder of that, and she's very active on social media. You can follow her. Anybody that wants like fun little tips, she's also just a fun person to follow, totally outside of Whole30. So many good resources is what made it easy with you. A couple of different recipes, but they're readily available. And so is the website and mm-hmm. Instagram and all of those places are full of good recipes.
Yeah. I follow different people who will tag their recipes as Whole30. And I think sometimes I'm surprised like, oh, that's a Whole30 recipe. Like I think simple things, like we don't have to make it such a big deal, because it can be so overwhelming to start. But even though I haven't done a complete Whole30, I have done elimination here and there. And I can tell like, okay, I'm just not going to have as much bread right now. And I just simplify in my mind of, we're going to steer clear of this type of bread. But I learned how to have a different type of chip that doesn't have the gluten in it, and it's like I was able to find substitutes. And so that's been really helpful for me on my food journey. And I guess just completely being nosy, like what are your go-to snacks? Like what do you like to grab and go? What's like your easiest meal to prep? Because we're all busy. I mean, you're busy with Adeline and activities. And I think that's a struggle for a lot of people is they want to eat right, but the busyness of the week and the fatigue sets in and it's just like, I'm just going to order a pizza or we're going to, the fatigue makes it hard. So what are your go-tos? What do you love to have on hand?
So I'm known to always have an apple with me. It is a weird, quirky thing about me. There is always an apple within my reach. I love them. There are so many different varieties. So I mean, that's why I think they're so great. But any and all fruits, nuts are great. But again, that Whole30 thing will teach you that a lot of nuts that you buy off the shelf are going to have additives and everything else in them, but you can find some really good ones that don't have all of that. Just read your labels. The brand RX bars, if you eat those, but they're completely Whole30 friendly. Most of them are. There are a few flavors, a few varieties of theirs that are not, but most of theirs are. And again, just reading those labels to find out what is and what isn't. But those are a really easy snack. Hard to say because like I tend to reach for fruit. But in my post Whole30 journey, one of the things I'm not as funny about, like so not Whole30 compliant is seeds, but there's a certain bar that I eat by the brand Simple Meals that's a spiced carrot cake. And they also have an unsweetened dark chocolate almond one that's really good. Yeah. And they are not quote unquote Whole30 compliant, but they are gluten-free, dairy-free, which is what I mostly stick to, but they do have some like seeds and stuff like that in them. But as far as like go-to meals, so I shared one with you. I shared the creamy garlic. What's it called? Creamy
that
garlic.
That looks shrimp. Delicious. Shrimp. Yes. And I saw where you use coconut milk in it.
Yes. Yes.
I'm making that. So very creamy. Make it. It sounds delicious.
After I sent it to you, I made it then because then I started wanting it. And what I love about it, if you're doing Whole30, there's absolutely ways to make it completely Whole30 compliant. I think I mentioned that I tend to eat mine over a bed of cauliflower rice or riced cauliflower. but you can eat it over any and all vegetables. You could eat it without that, eat it more like a stew. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing Whole30 and you're having rice, eat it over rice. It's great that way. All different ways to do it. I freeze it because it makes a pretty good bit, and it mm-hmm. freezes well, reheats well. So I just freeze it in little containers and then just, you know, pop it either in the fridge to thaw or, you know, have for dinner that night or whatever, or straight to the microwave. But it's easy. It's one pan. I personally use frozen shrimp. I mean, mm-hmm. you can make it hard. You can make it difficult.
That's right.
Same thing. I mean, it calls for, like, you know, fresh garlic. I use the little mm-hmm. jar of minced mm-hmm. garlic. I mean, you know, there's different ways to make it easier. But it's absolutely easy and very delicious.
Yes, it looked delicious. And your quiche recipe looked really good too. And I loved how you said you can substitute if you want the crust with the hash brown. You shared that. And I love that because it still gives you that nourished feeling that you want in a quiche, you know. And so again, it's just finding different things that can still give you that same taste and feeling without feeling deprived, because I don't think anyone wants to feel deprived, because then that's when you maybe reach for the food that's not so great, you know. So I think learning how to have those healthy substitutes in our pantry can really let us have some meals that make us feel good too.
Yeah, I never felt hungry on Whole30. I don't feel hungry now. And I think that was one of the things that surprised me the most, was how I learned to not just be hungry. Cause that was the first thing I thought was, gosh, I'm just going to be starving. If, you know, what am I going to reach for? But it taught me to eat foods that I didn't reach for before. And it totally opened up my eyes to things other than bread and cheese.
Right.
Cause I mean, who doesn't love bread and cheese?
That's right.
I haven't gone back to regularly eating that stuff, and I haven't missed it. Like, I thought eating a quiche without cheese was going to feel weird. I thought it was going to feel weird to eat a quiche without crust, but when you have all these other yummy foods in it, you really don't miss that nearly as much. I mentioned in that there's so many different ways to do it. It's why I like that recipe so much. You can go heavy on the meat. You can go heavy on the veggies. You can make it all mixed. I gave some suggestions as far as, Whole30 compatible, meats. There's very specific, you know, no sugar mm-hmm. added, mm-hmm. Sausage and bacon brands, as well as like some link sausage, stuff like that. But you can fill it full of any mixture of those, change it up every time you make it, makes it easy weekday breakfast that you just pop in the microwave and eat.
And eat. That's right. Well, we'll be sure to link those recipes. And I can't wait to try the shrimp. Really, when I was reading it, I was like, this sounds delicious.
I love it.
I know. Well, okay. As we wrap up, what kind of last tips could you share with our viewers? You know, because I mean, I really do admire you, Kimmy. I like how you are determined and just how you have kept a healthy diet and exercise routine. And that consistency, I think, is really key. But also I love how you worship. And so, like, how does your faith tie into, like, your fitness and just, like, how you feel? Because I just really believe that we are all, like, everything is connected, mind, body, soul, and you just exhibit that so well. So what kind of advice can you share, just how it's, like, helped you along your journey?
Well, I'm totally humbled by that. So thank you very much for those words. I do feel like my faith and my fitness, all of that is very deeply intertwined in each other. So much so it's hard to pull them apart. Mm-hmm. I could never, ever, ever have accomplished any of this without faith, because it's what got me through every single bit of the hard.
Yeah.
All that to say, like, I often would remember, like, God gave me this body. He gave me this body and expects me to take care of it. And I have oftentimes not taken care of it. I've oftentimes not liked it. I've oftentimes embraced it. I've oftentimes taken good care of it. But in those times, I have guilt because I have so deeply, like I said, intertwined it with my faith that I'm like, I'm not taking care of this body God gave me. I'm not doing the things it was designed to do. And that's one of the things when I finished my very first marathon, I remembered being just overwhelmed with the thought of God gave me a body that could just do that. I just ran 26.2 miles with this body that God gave me. And that's a very like humbling and overwhelming feeling to me. One of the other aspects of that, my, I don't know if I say favorite, but at least go-to fruit of the spirit is self-discipline. Mm-hmm. I pride myself in self-discipline. I believe in self-discipline. I think it's very important. But also with that, a fruit of the spirit being gentleness. Mm-hmm. I think you have to be gentle to yourself, gentle to your body, listen to your body. There are times it's going to say, don't run today. And, mm-hmm. and you have to overstep that calendar that you maybe wrote down you're running mm-hmm. today and say, I need rest mm-hmm. or I need some ice on my body or whatever that is, you know, that your body may need. So self-discipline along with, the idea of giving yourself some gentleness and some grace to go with it. Mm-hmm. A scripture I wanted to reference, is from 3 John 1:2. And it says, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. And just a reminder that God wants us to have a healthy body and we need to take care of the body he gave us.
I love that so much. And I love how you talk about the fruits of the spirit, because that's a very, it's something that you can apply, you know, daily. And so that's just so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's close out with a fun question. If you could do anything, what do you enjoy most, like to let you feel rested and full? Is it something that you eat? Is it something you do? What makes you feel restful? Oh, there we go. Yeah, what makes you feel restful? Yeah.
What makes me feel restful?
Yes.
A good long run followed mm-hmm. by a bubble bath.
Ooh, I like it.
Big fan of an Epsom salt bubble bath. Relaxes and recharges.
That's awesome. We are in the middle of remodeling our house, and that's one thing I cannot wait is to have a bath again. I missed it so much. So you're giving me some good, maybe in a few weeks, I can finally take a bath again.
I hope so.
I love it. Well, Kimmy, thank you again so much for just allowing us to have this interview today. And do you mind sharing you're on Facebook and Instagram if people want to connect more?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm sure we will see you out on the trails. You're usually at the races that are around town, and I know you travel to some too, but thank you so much for sharing your advice with us today.
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you so much. And Absolutely, anybody can reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram. I'm just Kimmy Walker on both of those. And yes, I'll be at the Dothan Running Festival. I'm running the 5K, the 10K and a half marathon again this year. And did that last year, part of that running festival. And I thought it was just magnificent. So I'm glad that you guys are encouraging a group to do that as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get a picture out there that day.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Kimmy. I'll talk to you real
soon. Thank you, Kristen. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about the Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is the Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.